wonder in my soul.
Say it now, say it now.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you. They'll call it a mystery. But we're gonna call it
victory.
We'll be right in history. It's gonna be
victory.
There'll be signs on top of signs, just so you know that.
The hits you love on your hit music station.
K-A-Y-T, K-Q-J-O-F-M.
You work hard all week long. One hour, your money's gone. Build a house and the rent is due too. Without the love, it will all fall through. There's no need to worry, no need to pray.
Spread of coronavirus, we are giving away face masks, hand sanitizer, gloves, and a thermometer to Louisiana Medicaid recipients with diabetes, such as Louisiana Healthcare Connections. You will be able to get more details at 318-469-0709. That's 318-469-0709. And at the toll-free number, 800-988-7448. That's 800-988-7448. Louisiana Express Pharmacy is giving away face masks, hand sanitizer, gloves, and a thermometer to help prevent the spread of coronavirus. The coronavirus care packages are sponsored by Louisiana Express Pharmacy, another proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT, KQJOFM.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repass accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Aren't you tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, paying extremely high interest rates on very small loans? Do you want to make more money? My name is Catrice Mason. I will help you remove any inaccurate, erroneous, and obsolete information from your credit file, including foreclosures, student loans, judgments, late payments, repossessions, bankruptcies, tax liens, charge-offs. It doesn't matter what the item may be, it can be removed. You can also build your credit by paying your rent on time. I'm also looking for like-minded entrepreneurs who are interested in earning additional income. You have the opportunity to be your own boss, make residual income, get paid weekly, make your own hours, and you can work from anywhere. You will help people to reach their financial goals while reaching your own. Change your financial situation and leave a legacy for your family today. Patrice Mason, 318-730-8441. Again, that number is 318-730-8441. Your credit does matter. It is not an option. It is a priority.
Your Credit Matters is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Every 10 years, the federal government conducts a population count of everyone in the U.S. Data from these counts help to inform the parameters of how the government will distribute more than $675 billion to communities annually. This includes you and everyone in your community. This affects funding for schools and other educational institutions, transportation, housing, healthcare, and employment. You can complete your 2020 census online, over the phone, or by mail. Visit www.census2020.gov.
KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
To commune with you. When we gather, nothing else matters. If I can just get through, everything that I need is in you. You're all I need to know. And even though my soul is thirsty, you are the God of the overflow.
Your presence is water.
Presence is water.
Your presence is water.
I need your presence.
Your presence is water.
So come fill me.
Come fill me.
Then fill me.
Just
talking about lots of love. But if you don't stay alone, please stop by just for a while. Fella, would you hear me say a touch? Thank you, Jesus. Talking about
everything
alright. When you get burdened, tell them to
stop back.
From evil. leave you without your long
touch.
Don't go nowhere.
A touch.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, oh yeah.
Hi, this is Angela Clayton Murray coming to you with your inspirational domain quote for today. And today's quote would be on healing. The process of making or becoming sound or healthy again is what you call healing. Isaiah 53:5 lets us know, but he was wounded for our transgressions and he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. I know that there is something we all need God to heal in our lives. I have a question for you today. Is there anything too hard for God? I come to tell you, no, there is nothing too hard for our God. And I want to encourage you to try Jesus for yourself. If you haven't tried him, then I want you to try him. I'm reminded of the story in the Bible where the woman had the issue of blood. And she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garments, I shall be made whole. And the Bible lets us know that when she touched Jesus, virtue left out of his body. And it says that immediately her plague was healed. We have a plague in this land that we need God to heal for us. I had two coworkers that tested positive last week for COVID, and we all work in the same room together. And one of them sit right in front of me. And I found myself that next morning feeling sick. So I had to go to the doctor myself, and my test came back negative. But I'm praying for those that have that virus. God, we need your healing in this land. I found God to be a healer, a friend when I'm lonely, my joy and sorrow, and my peace for tomorrow, peace in a dry and weary land. He is the ultimate healer. You can get my book, Uncovering Your Identity, at inspirationaldomain.com and t-shirts. Stay tuned for more inspirational quotes from Angela Clayton Murray. And I want you to have a blessed day and stay focused. Remember, God is love.
Everybody's still talking about Anointed King Cuts at 5811 Masonic Drive, Suite C and D, near the Circle K store at the corner of Horseshoe Drive. Carmen King is the master barber, and he's doing up hairstyles like nobody's business. Miss Cotton Candy will have you ladies looking like you just stepped out of a magazine. You'll be able to relax in the comfortable waiting area, enjoying a Christian atmosphere. Both appointments and walk-ins are welcome. 318-730-4507.
Anointed King Cuts.
Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. They're giving back to the community in a big way.
Anointed King Cuts.
You'll be able to come in normal and leave looking and feeling like a king. Anointed King Cuts is another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJO-FM.
Some people may be done with COVID-19, but COVID-19 is not done with Louisiana. We have to pull together to slow the spread. Wearing a mask and socially distancing will keep us safe and healthy. Do these things, and winning at this is a slam dunk. Isn't that right, Zion?
Thanks, Governor. Zion Williamson of the New Orleans Pelicans, and I want to encourage everyone in Louisiana to wear your mask. I mean, I think they're pretty cool myself. Stay safe and wear your mask.
KAYTKQJO.
There's a praise ringing in my heart.
I can feel it.
Praise ringing in my soul.
I can see it.
I gotta praise. You gotta praise. Everybody ought to have a praise.
Ooh, there's a praise ringing in my heart.
I can feel
there's
it.
There's a praise ringing in my soul.
Oh, I can oh, see it.
I've got joy after all the things that I've been through. This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not gonna ask you to hunch anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and his grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. Somebody next to him. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank him. Just thank him.
our history, there have always been efforts to stop our people from voting. That's because we've always used voting as one tool in the toolbox to make change in this country. That's just one reason why we urge you to complete the 2020 census. The census determines billions in federal funding for our roads, social assistance programs, public transit, schools, and much more. And also remember to register and vote in your local elections in the national election on November 3rd. Register, vote, stay involved.
K-A-Y-T, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Taught me how to love myself. Recognize my value, my internal wealth. Now I see my potential the way you do, and I am grateful to you. You've been my sunshine in the midst of rain. You taught me to smile in the face of pain. You've been the only consistent when everything else changed. And I am grateful to you. I am grateful for the price you paid. I am grateful that you always stay. I am grateful for the things you do.
I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And we're inviting you to join us for Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT, KQJO, every Saturday from 11 until 12 o'clock p.m., praying for your most urgent prayer needs.
Prayer changes everything.
You know kids will be kids.
Oh, I don't know why they're trying to make a big deal of it. It's just a harmless rite of passage.
If she didn't want to be picked on, she shouldn't wear that thing on her head.
If he's going to dress that way, he's just asking for the extra attention.
It's just a stage. All kids face some bullying. They'll get over it.
That girl, she just brings it on herself. I don't feel bad for her at all.
It's just a stage.
All kids face some.
It's just a stage.
It's just a harmless rite of passage.
Don't validate. Eliminate. All students in Louisiana deserve a safe learning environment without the threat of bullying. I'm Debbie Moe, president of the Louisiana Association of Educators. It is up to us as educators, as parents, as adults to stand up on behalf of bullied students. Identify, intervene, and advocate. One caring adult can make all the difference.
Visit nea.org/bullyfree. A message from the Louisiana Association of Educators.
KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez 99.3.